Well, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I wrote a new message while we were in worship. I wasn't expecting that, but when God starts to speak, I start to write. It's a message that's been a part of my life for a long, long, long time. It is one of the safest prayers you can ever pray, and we'll get into that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet as so through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, God, guide and lead this message. Encourage our hearts today, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. A prayer that I've prayed over the years, I still pray, not all the time, but from time to time the Lord reminds me of it, is whatever foundation I've built on, God, if it is not built on the foundation of Christ, get rid of it. Whatever props I've built up in my life that are not built on the foundation of Christ, knock it out of here. Get rid of it. Tear it down. Why is it safe? Because when we stand before God one day, the fire will test our work and our life. And many will come up empty-handed. They will still come into heaven because we're saved through the blood of Jesus and His righteousness. But we receive no eternal reward. So there's one of the safest prayers you can pray, that my life would be founded on Christ and Christ alone. We build on that foundation, but we have to be wise about how we build, how we invest our life, invest our time and our money. What are you building with? What are you building with? And I don't know how long this message is going to take. You can say amen. Hopefully we might get done early today. But what's the old joke? What does it mean when the preacher looks at the clock? It doesn't mean anything. Paul says here, there's six things that we can build with. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. Gold and silver are interesting things. What happens when you put fire to gold and silver? They melt. And what begins to happen? The impurities begin to surface. And when you put the fire to gold and silver, they become more valuable. They become more precious. They become more pure. If you're melting down, it's okay. God's just getting the impurities out. The interesting thing, what's the interesting thing about precious stones? How are they formed? Pressure, time, and heat in the heart of the earth. The times of intense pressure and fire and heat, and where you feel like, as I preached first service, you feel overlooked, you feel unappreciated, underappreciated, you don't feel you get the recognition that you deserve, are those hidden times when God is developing the precious stones of your life. You can put precious stones through fire, it's not going to do a thing to them. They're not going to melt. They might turn black from smoke. They were already formed in the fire. Somebody that's been formed in the fire is not scared of the shaking. And that's what God wants for us. And here's the other beautiful thing. What are diamonds made out of? Carbon. That's been what? Pressurized. So the next three things Paul talks about here is what? Wood, hay, and straw. What happens when you put fire to wood, hay, and straw? burns up to its base element of carbon. And God will come in at times in your life, wreak havoc on you. He will put the fire to things and burn it up, and you'll be left with a pile of ashes. Anybody feel like you're sitting on a pile of ashes? And then God takes that and puts it together, hides it away in the heart of the earth, and puts the fire and pressure to it. You've already feel like you lost everything, and now it really gets intense. If you feel like you can't go any further, you probably can't, and God's going to push you a little further and take you a little deeper and a little more heat and pressure. Because when he comes and he begins to remove the things from your life that need to be removed, and he puts the fire to those, he can take the ashes of those things and develop the precious stones. So then when you come through that time, you're not scared of the fire. You're not scared of the shaking, right? You're not. You're not moved by those things. And that's what God wants for us. It is one of the safest prayers you can pray, because it's there that we become most useful to the kingdom and most precious to the use of God. As I was reading years ago, My Utmost for His Highest. Anybody know that one? Oswald Chambers? Wonderful, wonderful devotional book. Absolutely one of the best ever written. And he said in there, "Oh, that we would always be in the fire of refining. Oh Lord, constantly put the fire to us and mold us and burn things off and develop us. Because fire will come into our life at times." And I kind of titled it, "You can either have it now or you can have it later. That's up to you. When are you going to have the fire? When do you want it to come? When do you want God to come and shake you and burn it all up? That's your choice." Although sometimes God comes and does it anyway, despite what we want. Anybody ever discovered that? Right. I see. I don't go with this notion. I've heard it said, and I understand the notion of it. God is a perfect gentleman. Well, tell that to the Apostle Paul. God's a perfect gentleman. He'll never force his way into your life. Oh, yeah? What happened? He knocked Saul of Tarsus clean off his high horse. "Saul, enough of this. You are my chosen vessel, and you're going to pay attention. You're going to do what I said to do." There are times that God respects our wishes, and other times that God will kick you clean off your high horse. I've taken a nasty tumble or two off my personal high horse. See, fire is going to come to test our works, to test our life, to test how we've built, to test what we've built. And it's now that we need God to begin to kick the props out of our life, to begin to put the fire to things in our life. Why? So when we stand before Him, we are not ashamed. Because He wants us to be confident and have boldness on the day of judgment. And He wants to come and do these things now so that we can begin to build something that's going to last. He's going to come and shake things down to the very foundation, so your foundation is secured and built in Christ. And some of us may need some foundation work done, because maybe we have some wrong ideas and some bad ideas about God and His love. We have some bad theological foundations that God needs to redirect and recorrect and strengthen and fix. And it's nothing to be afraid of, because anybody know that things happen regardless of whether you want them to or not? Doesn't life just happen? Right? We hope for the best and we plan for the best, and then things happen and we wonder why. Well, it just happens. So we ought to just let God go ahead and come on in and do what He needs to do and do the work on the inside of us. Have you built on the foundation of Christ? And are you building with the right things? See, wood, hay, and straw are not necessarily bad things. They have their use and they have their place. But He wants us to build something that's eternal and something that's going to last. He wants our foundation secured in Christ. That was a prayer I prayed over every guy when I had that privilege to do intakes at Teen Challenge, bring a new guy into the program. And I had to help their in their processing. I'm like, I'm going to pray for you as we're getting them in. I'm like, Lord, shake them all the way down to the foundation that they're built, secured in Christ so that they never fall and they never fail. And they're useful to your kingdom. And I watched those guys go through things. Man, they would go through stuff. But the guys that I prayed that over, and I didn't always pray it over everybody. There's times I forgot and times that I never thought about even doing it. And these guys came through and they were secure. I prayed that for a lot of guys. And man, they went through some things. But they're still enduring. Jed Lindstrom, we support him. Let's Go Ministry. I prayed that over Jed. When he first came in, all strung out on meth, came into the program, God, shake this guy. Shake him. And he's still enduring to this day. And he's going through a season of shaking right now. And he's enduring because of Christ. Because God came in. He let God come in and break him down and get the things sorted out so the foundation was secure. Ravi Zacharias tells a story. He went into a museum in, it was called the Postmodern Museum in Washington, D.C., and the curator there says, this is the first postmodern museum. We have stairways that have no purpose and doorways that go to absolutely nowhere and you know, light switches that don't work because there is no absolute and objective truth. And that's the whole purpose of this thing. Robbie, you say, did you build your foundation that way? Uh-uh. They had it built on an absolute, exact, absolute truth. Because what happens if you have a faulty foundation? Or your building's coming down. If it's not right, the whole building's going to come down. That's not God's intention for us. But there are times he'll do a little demolition work. So then he can get things set correctly to rebuild. God's purpose is always restorative. It's always to rebuild. It's always... Jeremiah 29, God takes us through seasons, dark seasons of discipline, of challenges, of hardship. But what was the end? What was the whole purpose of that? Because I've got a plan for you to prosper and succeed, not to destroy you. I'm taking you through this thing to recorrect some things, to fix some stuff, because my ultimate purpose for you is one of good. But what we deem as good, God deems as foolish. What we deem as foolish and stupid, God deems as good. Because we have different priorities. We need God's priorities and God's point of view. We want to build to last. My friends, on Judgment Day, if the fire comes and tests your work, you still get to go into heaven, but you have nothing to show for it. So you want to build in such a way that I have something eternal, something that shows for the life that I live for Christ. It's for His glory, but there'll be things to show for how I lived. Walk past the group of martyrs and see them with their crowns and their splendor, and here I got a paper hat. You know, what'd you do? I played video games. Oh, I got eaten by a lion. Right? We're not trying to compare that's better. The goal is that I'm living for Christ and building my life in such a way that I'm dedicated in serving Christ. Martyrdom is no better than a life lived in faithfulness to God. The stay-at-home mom that's faithful to her family and loves her kids and doing the best that she can and raising them right is just as important as the martyr. They're just different. They're just different. And it's probably not much different than a martyr. You feel like a martyr probably some days. Or you wish you could die for the faith. Then deal with the kids for 5 more minutes. See, it's all about a life of surrender to God and following Him and letting Him do the work that He wants to do in your heart. My friends, be careful how you build because you, my friends, are the temple of God. You are God's temple. The fire is going to come and be put to your life to show what sort of work it was. And you know what? Here's the thing. You can have it now or you can have it later. I'd rather have God do it now. That's another thing. God, whatever you got to do, whatever you got to do on this side of eternity in my life, you do it so that I don't waste what's on the other side. I don't want to get before the judgment seat and realize that I did it all wrong. I want to figure it out now. I want to stand before you, God, with confidence, knowing that I'll receive a crown, not living my life pursuing fame and fortune and crowns here, Lord. I want the right priorities, and I want you to do whatever you got to do, whatever it takes, Lord. Do it now. Do it now. You can have it now or you can have it later. When do you want God to put the fire to your life? You can have it today at the altar or you can have it at eternity. That's up to you. But you don't have to be afraid. See, it sounds scarier than it really is. I can sense the uneasiness. I can feel the tension. Seems a lot scarier than it actually is. But God's ways are perfect. They're wise. They're good. And they're for our benefit. But my friends, the fires are going to come, whether you want them to or not. We can either choose to embrace them now, or we can stand before God and realize that we should have done it. Why does it say that He will wipe away every tear from our eye at the end of Revelation? Because I believe at the judgment seat, there'll be a lot of tears. One of my favorite movie scenes is near the end of Schindler's List, when they give him that little gold ring that they made. And he looks down on this watch. I could have sold this watch. I could have saved like 3 more people with this. This car. I could have gotten a different car. I could have sold this and rescued more people. You know, he begins to look around at all the possessions that he had. He's like, why did I keep this thing? Like this gold pin here. This could have saved one more person. He realizes that all the things that he built and all the things that he deemed as value had become worthless. When he saw it in the light of what, like, his actual priority should have been. So we're going to take a few moments and we're going to pray. I don't know how we're going to close. I don't know what's going to happen. Here's what we're going to pray. Let the fire fall. If you want prayer and you might be scared, go ahead and come up for prayer anyway. I just want to pray, God, let the fire fall. I'm just going to pray over you. For God to put His fire into your life. Because He'll take those ashes and produce precious stones. He'll take the gold and silver in your life and He'll purify it and make it more valuable. We don't have to be afraid. That's not the intention here, but we're going to let God come and put His fire to our life. If you want that, if you're willing, no shame if you don't. Because if I was you, I'd probably not want to come up here either. But I've willingly prayed this prayer repeatedly through my life. And it's been the safest, best prayer I've probably ever prayed next to receiving Christ. So I invite you to come. I'm just going to pray for God to put His fire to your life. We're going to also pray for God to break off a spirit of fear, because I know some of you are afraid. But I invite you to come. If you want that, you want to say, Jesus, whatever you got to do, whatever you're going to do, you come. Just come. I'm not going to pray a lot. I'm just going to pray, Lord, let your fire fall. I'm going to pray that. Come. Lord, I just come against the spirit of fear and trepidation, Lord, that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just trust me. Just trust me, Lord. So let your peace come. Because some of you have already been through some fires. And there'll be others that will come. And some of you are going to go through some fires. But God knows what is best, and we're just going to trust Him, because this is the safest prayers we can pray. God, whatever you got to do now, let my foundation on Christ be secure. Nothing else, Lord. So help us build right, Lord. Take down what you need to take down in our life. Build what you need to build, and give us the wisdom to know how to build, what to build with. The difference between what we deem as valuable and what you deem as valuable. So bless each one now. Let that fire fall. And you do as you need to do. But do not be afraid, because He's with you. He's with you. Lord, I just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love you guys. You are dismissed. If you want to talk, you need prayer, I'm here. Otherwise, God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night for our party.